4HKX, mobile.
Just leaving Sam's Club. Down here with the creases on Woodruff.
We're in the Sam's Club or just come out of it?
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of there, but I'm trying to figure out which way to go.
People run you over in the parking lot just like they did me yesterday.
Most dangerous places in the world, Patrick. Especially Walmart. They walk among us.
But we all have our days, I'm sure. Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah, I'm getting you intermittently, Patrick. Traffic here is pretty crummy, as you would think, you know. I swore I'd never come down here again, but I kind of had to this time for convenience.
Sam's in Easley, or Greenville, or what is it, Spartanburg over there?
Sam's in Greenville, which is about as bad as you can get.
So that one's pretty bad. I try to stay away from that one.
Put the GPS on. I don't know if it's smart enough to get me there, but there it is. Finally caught up to me. Yeah, it was horrible getting there, but now it's kind of cleared up after we left there, so pretty normal. But going down there, we was there near the noon hour. We went to Cabela's, and they didn't have what I wanted. Want some belts for my Ken Onion sharpener for knives, because I had a Father's Day gift card. They were out of that. I looked back at the ammunition. There is absolutely zero ammunition. You know, I went back and looked at the handguns just for the fun of it, and there was just two little display cases full of handguns. And you know, if you wanted to buy one, they'd probably say, well, that's just display only.
Yeah, I haven't been looking for ammo in a while. And I don't know, man, when we're going to get back to normal, if ever.
Well, I don't need any. I just observing to see if it gotten better. Go to MidwayArms.com, Patrick. It'll come out of Columbia, Missouri. They're a very reputable company, and they've had ammunition lately, because I get, I'm on their mailing list. I bought stuff there for many, many years, and they're about as good a company as you could ever imagine, so it's just nice something to have in your wallet.
I've always heard good things about them. I've never actually bought anything from there, but I've always heard good things about them.
To me, their shipping costs are high, but, you know, when you're out of something and they got it, nobody else does, well, you're going to pay a premium, but for the most part, they run specials and stuff, but they're the only ones I've seen that had any ammunition. And now, give you an idea, I think 9mm were $41 a box, but they had ammunition for the rifles that I don't own, like the ARs, they had that, and they had it in case quantities or box quantities. So, some of it's there, but I looked for a .357 Magnum Brass the other day, and they didn't even have that.
I've been getting my ammo from a local guy here over in Easley. I won't mention no names on here, but he's been out of a lot of stuff, but he's been able to keep 9mm in stock.
Better keep that in your back pocket. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't put your name on here either. I just, you know, don't need it anymore, and so it's just not a big thing. But it's of interest, you know. When you go there, you just got to look and think, oh my God, what if you really shot competition or have occasionally for the fun of it, or you couldn't find it. But I took my son-in-law 5.5 boxes of .357 here a while back, and That made him very happy. Delta will let you ship that, and you can actually ship a firearm if you do it the right way. And they're real good about it.
You just got to make sure you got it secured in the lockbox and a couple other things, but, I mean, you just got to take care of it. You can take it with you. It's just a procedure to do it.
Yeah, I forgot to even declare it. I usually tell them, but I read the rules on it. You don't have to, but I generally tell them. I forgot about it. But you want to have them individually packaged, you know, like they come in. Where at, Bernice? Which way do I turn? Right? Okay. I'll turn right. Sorry about that. You can't just have a big box of cartridges in a cardboard box shaking around in there. They expect it to be done right, I'm sure. They'll probably balk on that. My son-in-law said he bought shotgun shells at his gun club the other day, and it was $100 a case. And he said, to give you an example, it used to be $35.
And, you know, you're talking about going in and checking that out. It just shows you the state of people's mindset of this country right now, too.
Yeah, well, I'm old. You don't have to explain that to me, Patrick. It's kind of nuts. Well, we had a good time, but he was happy to get there. He took grandsons and son-in-law out to the gun range, and they went shot sporting clays. I can't do that no more because I can't take the recoil from the shotguns and that anymore. I knocked that right shoulder out of joint 2 inches one time on the black ice and had it repaired, and it's not worth the risk, and besides that, everything else hurts.
As we age, things just don't feel like they used to.
Is that right, Patrick? So have fun while you can. Well, we're headed to the Daughters right now. We had some blackberries that we shared with them from the fruit market there. Taylor's. Well, not Taylor's. It's in Greer. Taylor's Fruit Market, I guess it is, isn't it? Or Fisher's. Just north of Wadehampton on 101. And Bernice bought some peaches, and I bought a box of plums, but I can't eat all them. And grandson, he can inhale them, so we'll give him most of them, and some other things that they needed we picked up at the store, and we picked them up a rotisserie chicken from Costco's. Boy, that sounds good. I'm getting hungry.
That rotisserie chicken is pretty good. Every time I go into Sam's, we end up with one of those in a basket.
$5, I mean, man, that's like finding it.
Popped out there. I don't know what happened.
Okay, I'm back with you. We were having some discussion, sorry about that, about directions, because they blocked off a shortcut down here, and I was trying to think of which way I got to go. And, well, that's what I thought, but I don't know what we're going to do now, Patrick, anyways. I don't think you can turn left. Oh, yeah, you can turn left here, can't you? Okay, well, I'll let you go for a little bit, Patrick. We've got to decide what we're going to do here, and I'll catch you after a while. This is N02.
So, TR, you and Miss Bernice have a good trip. Be careful out there. And this is KO4 HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
WHM monitoring.
Before HKX here. How are you?
I think I found a problem. I was talking with Tom earlier, and I crawled up under the desk, and the power cord had come partially unplugged, and I plugged it back in all the way, redid everything, because I had everything tore apart, and I was getting, he said, full quiet and into the repeater. So I'm hoping that's what it was.
Well, good deal. Good thing it was something simple. Glad to hear that.
Sending that other information, you can email me sometime in the next few days.
Bill, because I'm curious to see if we can still get them or not. We've had some changes there, so I want to see if we can.
Yukon or the Excursion or the new truck?
I am in my Excursion right now. I'm heading up the mountain. I'm done for the day. I'm on the route now. I get to go home and walk back and forth and up and down the steps carrying product into the new truck.
Be worth it. All the rewards will come, I'm sure.
Be worth it when we get it all settled. Just hoping to have everything done by the end of this week, except for moving in all the paperwork, but I'm still waiting on them to ship the paperwork to get the tag.
Yeah, need a tag. Some of these crazy little county mounties might pull you over, even with a temporary.
And make sure you have that, or at least in my case. Now I see a lot of people out here running around without them.
Get that lucky. I'm always the one that they would catch if I were to try it one time.
You can see how good my luck is.
Eventually, it's got to turn good. And hopefully with the new truck loaded and ready to go, it'll be a new day and you can start off fresh.
Just making fun of it. It's really, for as many miles as I put on out here during the day, every day, I'm surprised there's not more issues.
You feel like driving an hour each way to work. I drive 10 times the normal average, so I'm 10 times the risk to whatever happens, so I try to be careful.
I'm with you there. That's the main reason I try to drive at off times, too. I try to be in early, and I don't mind staying late, so I ain't got to deal with the traffic.
From my philosophy at the university, I go in early and get off a little bit. Well, I try to get off at 4:30, and that way I beat the traffic jam at 5 when classes are out and everybody's getting off work. It gets crazy when you let 55,000 people out at one time.
Imagine. It's like trying to leave a concert or some kind of event. I'll just hang out here and sit still and maybe nobody will hit me.
At the beginning of the semester here in August, we're going to have people that have never driven on campus, 18 years old, don't know which are one-way streets. They go backwards. It's a disaster for about 10 days.
Only imagine. Just laughing at that one. I'm sure y'all have all kinds of stuff happen those couple of days.
We, unfortunately, orientation's going on right now, and we had a parent walk out in front of one of our transit buses and hit them pretty hard, put them in hospital for a couple of days, so I'm sure that's going to turn into a mess, even though, well, the driver was at fault because the pedestrian had the right of way, so it's going to be a mess.
Pedestrian always has a right of way, but some of them need to learn that these vehicles can't stop that quick either.
We had a kid walk out in front of a bus. He was literally, we got 8 cameras on the outside of each bus and covering all angles. And I watched a video. Guy was walking down the sidewalk without any indication. He just made a quick left in front of a bus. It bounced him like a basketball. He jumped up and took off running. And people had to almost chase him down to get him to come back to make sure he was all right. He was so embarrassed, he said that's why he run.
Didn't get hurt too bad then. But hey, on that subject, those cameras, do you have the information on that? Which ones they are? Because I'm looking to put some on the new tool truck.
I got it at my office. I'm off today, but I can get it for you. It's REI, like the sports place, but it's REI cameras. And I can get you the models and the DVRs and everything that we have in them, they're actually, the ones we have, back to a central server. But yeah, I can get you that information. That'll be easy.
Think about it. If you don't mind, you send me that information. Like I said, I've been trying to find something for this new truck. So there's documentation on what's happening around it.
Dude, I'll do it tomorrow and email you the information on them. We put it on all of our buses, all 60 of them, and we just got in 30 new buses, so the information's updated, so I can pull it pretty easy.
Okay. So, Bill, I'm going to go ahead and say 73s. I'm getting close to my black hole up here, and I'll catch you on the other side, maybe. KO4HX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Rick, you have a good one. Be safe, and have a good trip home. We'll talk to you later, and I'll email you that information tomorrow. 73s, my friend, M4WHM.